and you wonder why.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. See, it's this kind of thing that makes people angry about the bailout money. The Associated Press got in touch with 21 banks that received at least $1 billion from the financial rescue package. The banks were asked four questions. How much have you spent? What'd you spend it on? How much have you put in savings? And what's the plan for the rest? Not one of the 21 banks gave specific answers. They gave PR statements. We're strengthening our balance sheet and making loans. A spokesman for JP Morgan Chase said, we've lent some of it. We've not lent some of it. We're not giving any accounting of the money to the public. And the banks don't have to because Congress didn't require it. Up next in the handout line could be developers, the companies that own shopping centers, hotels, office buildings. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on that.
Property developers are warning that a tsunami of mortgage debt is scheduled for refinancing between now and 2011. Foresight Analytics reports that $530 billion worth of commercial mortgages will come due over the next 3 years. Developers say they'll have a hard time coming up with the money because of the credit crunch. Foresight says commercial mortgage delinquencies are already almost 1% higher than they were at the end of last year. The Wall Street Journal reports developers want to be included in a $200 billion federal loan program that was created to backstop loans for credit cards and cars and student loans. The Journal says a dozen real estate trade groups sent a letter to Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. They say they're already short on cash because rents are falling and vacancies are on the rise. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
In its last fiscal year, Toyota made about $19 billion profit. This year, it's barely going to break even. Today, the company changed its earnings forecast to say $500 million sounds about right this time. The Nikkei did have some gains today in Japan, but stocks were lower elsewhere in Asia. European shares are down about 2% so far. The Dow starts the short week at 85.79. It fell a fraction last week, but the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 wound up with gains. The NASDAQ added 1.5%. Energy shares were a real drag on the Dow last week, with the price of oil continuing to plummet. Oil's back up some this morning to about $42 a barrel. But by the end of the year, energy companies have to report the size of their reserves. And in this case, price matters. Here's Sam Eaton.
It's an annual ritual in the oil and gas industry. Securities rules require companies to calculate how much of their reserves are economically feasible, and that's based on the price of oil and gas at year's end. The calculation is then used to estimate a company's value, so it's not exactly a time when energy companies want to see oil prices plunge. Fadel Gade is an analyst with Oppenheimer & Company.
It is a physical asset that has certain market value. And banks use it as a collateral, you know, for loans, as well as an indication of the financial viability of the company.
And oh, what a difference a year can make. The financial viability of energy companies at last year's $96 a barrel close looks a lot different from this year's lows. Gates says companies with high-cost portfolios like oil sands or deep water projects may find it harder to borrow or attract investors. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Paramount Pictures, presenting The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, starring Brad Pitt and Cate Blanchett, directed by David Fincher, in theaters Christmas Day. And by Clarkson Potter, publishers of The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, a holiday gift idea for people who love to eat. Now available at splendidtable.org.
I'm sure the Federal Reserve has more tricks up its sleeve, but it seems to be out of moves. Last week's interest rate cut to about zero leaves little room for anything else.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
And so we turn to Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Alan, we've been talking about the Fed all year. What else can they possibly do?
Well, years ago, in a speech that got Bernanke the unwelcome nickname of Helicopter Ben, he talked about combating deflation. by throwing money out of helicopters. I don't think we've chartered the helicopters, but they're throwing money now at everything. I wish they would throw some to me, you know, if you get a helicopter and have several big bricks of currency land in my backyard, because that might make me whole for the year, considering how much money I've lost in the stock market.
Right. Well, we did see that the interest rate cut seemed to spill over in the housing market, the lowest mortgage rates on 30-year fixed since the 60s. So maybe we're starting to see the ice break a little bit?
That would be nice. But you and I have been having this conversation now for 15, 16, 17 months. I really want this to work because we need to stabilize the system and get these genius banks who lost hundreds of billions or trillions of dollars doing things they didn't understand to get them lending again. But we've done so many things. Sooner or later, something will work. I just hope it's sooner.
But we've heard numbers from the Fed itself that bank lending is actually at a record high. And based on some of the emails I've gotten from bankers, they're saying, we want to lend, but there just aren't enough people who are credit worthy because we don't want to slide back into that situation we had before.
Well, that may well be, but you wonder how they're defining credit worthy. Because right now, based on what I hear, it's becoming very, very difficult to finance a car. And that's the whole lifeblood of the car business. There are endless anecdotes of borrowers who are very sound saying, the bank is telling me I have to repay and they won't roll over my credit because I'm sound and they can get me to pay, but they can't get other people who aren't sound to pay. So the banks claim that they're doing this and claim that they're doing that. I don't know. Sooner or later, it'll work out because it always does. It's just that it's taken a long time and there's been a lot of pain.
Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine, thanks.
My pleasure, Scott.
Share your thoughts about the economic fallout with us at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.